The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
877-235-9405. Matt is in Hendersonville. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. What I wanted to ask you is, Barr knew that Trump was on Twitter when he took the job.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, for some reason, that stinks of high heaven to me, it's impossible for him to do his job because he's on Twitter. Does that sound a little unusual to you?
Well, It does. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if you heard. The president yesterday, talking with reporters, kind of admitted that that William Barr may have a legitimate concern here. Let's listen to the president.
I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true. He's a very straight shooter. We have a great attorney general, and he's working very hard. And he's working against a lot of people that don't want to see good things happen, in my opinion. That's my opinion, not his opinion. That's my opinion. You'll have to ask what his opinion is. But I will say this. Social media for me has been very important because it gives me a voice. Because I don't get that voice in the press, in the media. I don't get that voice. So I'm allowed to have a voice.
You think he can still do his job with integrity, though? He says
he's a man with great integrity. The Attorney General is a man with incredible integrity.
Now, Matt, that was the president yesterday. Also, last night, the Department of Justice issued a statement. The gist of it is that the media, surprise, 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 is kind of overblowing what the Attorney General actually has said about this.
Oh, of course they will. But the thing is, because him putting out his opinion, how is that affecting his job in one way or another? He should do his job regardless what he hears on the media or not. Being by what the fake news is saying, or you know what I'm saying. It has no bearing on anything.
Right.
If he's on Twitter.
Yes. Well, I agree. And what I'm saying, Matt, is I think...
Hey, you know, if I was at my job doing my job and someone says something on Twitter, it don't make a damn difference.
Yeah, yeah. It's
your damn job.
Yeah, but just do your job and keep on moving. I got you, Matt. I agree. But I do think that probably this whole little shakeup here is not as big as the media wants us to believe. You know, the media yesterday had us believing that the Attorney General was talking about resigning. Well, last night they say that's not the case. That, yes, Bill Barr was concerned because it looked like that the president tweeted something last week and that he reversed course as a result of the president's tweet. We know that's not the chain of events. We know that's not how that happened. But you can kind of understand how Bill Barr would be concerned about that because he wants to remain as impartial as he can. But the whole thing's being blown out of proportion. And according to the Department of Justice, Bill Barr was not threatening to resign as a result of this. He's just simply saying, hey, Mr. President, I'd appreciate it if you'd back off a little bit. And the president, again, admitting that maybe his tweets did make it a little difficult for him to do his job.